blue. As a young boy, he had left his home in search of happiness, vowing never to return. Long years of living and working in various places, many adventures and mixing with people of all types, travelling, studying, exploring, and fighting, brought him no closer to satisfying his need. One night, he had a dream. He knew this dream was extremely significant and was guiding him in his search, perhaps even revealing his destined goal. He awoke flooded with exhilaration and eagerness, accompanied by soothing peace such as he had never before experienced. He could not recall any details of his dream, only an all-encompassing vivid blue. From that night on, his only happiness, peace, and fulfillment came in finding that particular colour blue. This colour became his obsession, his deity, his beloved. Actions and experiences were only meaningful if they would bring him closer to this blue. When he found his blue anywhere, in a fabric, a painting, a gemstone, the sky at certain times of evening, he treasured that item as the most precious thing in the universe. He wandered the world, searching for his only ideal, beloved blue. Yet each time he found his perfect blue, it would fade and lose its magic, a rope of sand. After decades of fruitless searching, he understood his blue was all his imagination, not to be found in this world. Now old and nearing his end, he passed nearby to his childhood home, long since abandoned. Now, finally, was the time to return. Opening the door of his room, he was dumbstruck. The entire room and every object in it glowing, smiling, flowing, dancing in his blue. The all-blue room he had turned his back on and left behind, now ardently embraced with an overflowing heart and tears of ecstasy.